Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
Under new government proposals, learner drivers who have not passed their driving test after 7 years will be required to take additional driving lessons in order to go back on the road. And Ger Herbert, motoring expert, joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Ger. Just explain to people listening, because we know there are quite a lot of people out there on recurrent learner permits, how this is going to work, should it be brought in?
Yeah, so how it stands at the moment, Kira, is when you go to renew your learner permit for a third time, you basically either have to have a test date or have failed a test. Now, it's having a test date that's the issue at the moment. So essentially what you can do is book a test, renew your learner permit, cancel the test and continue to drive. And there's actually nothing to stop you. So this is going to close this loophole. And basically then after 7 years, if you're still on a learner permit and you haven't passed a test, you're going to have to go right back to the start, theory test, driving lessons, all of that all over again. Now, in terms of the numbers, it's estimated there's about 11,000 people who've been on a learner permit for 20 years or more, and there's about 27,000 who've been on it between 11 and 20 years. So they're not huge numbers, but they're significant all the same.
They are quite significant. Do you believe this is going to work? This idea that after 7 years, if they still haven't passed their test, they're going to have to go back and do the 12 driving lessons, they're going to go back and do the theory test, that this is going to be enough? Because it strikes me that there's something almost, I don't know, pathological in terms of people's fear of the driving test. If we have almost 30,000 people who are on, you know, between 11 and 20 years on recurrent learner permits, that they've got some kind of a phobia or something.
Yeah, and even, I mean, are they even on the road here, or do they just have a learner permit? Like, you'd have to ask questions like that. But certainly this will surely act as a disincentive. I mean, it won't make it impossible, but it'll certainly make it more difficult and crucially more expensive to stay on the road. And I think as well, if you have been, you know, on the road for 10 or 11 years, the idea of having to psychologically go back and sit in a car and learn to drive with somebody all over again should be a disincentive in itself. So obviously, as it exists, there isn't enough of a disincentive. They should definitely do something, whether it'll stop people. As I said, you'll still be able to do it. It'll just be more expensive if you want to stay on the road forever. But it'll certainly act as a disincentive.
And do we, I mean, we said the numbers are small, and you said we don't even know really whether these people, maybe they're older or what have you, maybe they're not even on the road, they just have these learner permits. Do we know whether or not it would be, I suppose, a realistic statistic that these number of people on these recurrent permits, that they are an issue in terms of our road safety?
Well, we don't know that either. But one thing we probably can guess, that they're not driving accompanied. Let's be honest. If you've been on a learner permit for that long, you're not driving with an experienced driver. So you're breaking the law in that sense. So look, it's just encouraging unaccompanied drivers to stay on the road. So I think from that point of view, it needs to be addressed. As I said, when you think that there's about 380,000 people on learner permits, this isn't a massive number. But at the same time, it's one of those things that just needs to be addressed.
Okay. Before I let you go, you may have seen reported in the Indo this morning that only 6% of those who have been disqualified as drivers have given back their driving licences, which seems very, very low. But is that significant? Is that an issue? Does that mean that they're still out there driving, or that they just have the driving license still in a drawer, but they're off the road? Or do we know?
Yeah, you see, Kira, we don't know. I mean, the fact of the matter is these people shouldn't be on the road. So the onus should be ensuring that they're not on the road. Physically surrendering the driver's license to me is a bit of a red herring. It should be something that's done electronically. You know, you shouldn't have a paper license that you have to give back, or a license. So I think this is just, as I said, a red herring. We don't know that these people, just because they physically don't surrender their license, are actually on the road. It's not something that needs to be tackled. But I don't think it's the issue that is made to be at times.
All right. Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning on all of that. That is Ger Herbert there, motoring expert.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.